and you're welcome to the Inside Play, number one football podcast in Africa.
What is the ongoings in football today?
But like, as in, I swear, we used to play footy and I was like the youngest.
That's my single memory of playing football.
And I take it to my grave.
I got 5 minutes.
My first memory, I remember, was
when he came back from lessons.
Yo. The guy used to wear teams. Now wear two socks.
Hi, I'm Tide.
I'm Jagan. And this is the Inside Play.
What's up?
Okay. Hi guys. Welcome back to the Inside Play. I'm here as usual. And as always, my homie, Fola Alpha.
I did, man.
Good week so far?
Good couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been gone for some time, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, we missed you guys, definitely. I know you guys missed us. So let's get the small talk out of the way.
Yeah.
Usually would be here with our homie Tolu, but he can't be with us at the moment for reasons that we will not be disclosing. Trying to make it mysterious and anything. It's not really like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's forward, not making me sound like.
Yeah, moving forward is just going to be me and Fola on the mic.
Yeah.
And whoever decides to come in and sits down with us and have a chat. So
yeah.
We're cool with it because me and Fola always come with the banter, Abby.
Normal level.
You know. So
you know.
Now I'm sure that you are so excited to record because of the results that happened over the weekend.
Nah, not really, man. Not really, not really.
But standard thing. You're used to it.
Nah. Well, I mean,
like, where's your record, bro, in the Premier League?
Well, I mean, I know, right? But it's
But Watford is your boy.
Watford was the team that we beat in the final 6-0. So I mean, I'm not really impressed.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I have something for you though.
Mm-hmm. So you want to kick us off? Okay.
Yeah, you know, starting the show,
mm-hmm,
we're going to be doing something in the beginning. Just going to be giving each other random facts.
Okay.
Those facts,
I know.
You're going to tell me if they're true or false.
I'm going to try me. You know me,
I'm just going to give you a random fact. So I mean,
yeah, I drop it down.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm,
did you know,
mm-hmm,
that,
mm-hmm,
there's been only one player that played for two teams in one day? And that player, he went from playing a midday game at Wales,
mm-hmm,
and then he went to...
I've heard of this before.
And then he went to...
continue.
He went to his club side in Bayern Munich and played the second half.
Okay. True or false?
True or false?
True. I feel like I've heard about something like that before.
Okay.
I swear, am I right?
Yeah.
Hey now, I'm in G now.
It was Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I heard something like
done,
that.
Though.
Yeah. See me. I come with you. Don't try.
Yeah, relax. I'll hit you now. That sounds so real like that.
Yeah, let me drop one for you.
Okay, okay.
So true or false?
Okay.
In their last 16 Premier League games.
Okay.
I'll drop two for you.
No, it's only one. Only one.
No, but it's like a double header.
No, it's just
like a
one.
It's like a double header. Because it's like a double header.
Okay, I'm interested. All right, let's see.
In the last 16 games for both those two teams in North London.
Oh, North London, yes. Two teams. Okay.
Spurs have won 4 in their last 16. Their last 16 games.
Okay.
And Aubameyang has scored 16 in his last 16 games.
True or false?
True or false. Premier League.
False. Aubameyang has not scored 16 in 16.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it true or false?
Yeah.
Is it true or false?
Aubameyang has got 16 in 16.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And Spurs?
And Spurs have only won four in their last 16.
Damn. Chopped L.
I swear, full L.
I'll get you next week, bro.
No, don't worry. Trust me. I got it. You can never win. Understand?
All right, we'll see. Actually, we'll see.
Was it We can have like a game show, man. It's yeah, not like man. A footy
I
game
sleep
show,
on scorecard, bro.
We should have like
I can't believe I missed that Aubameyang thing.
Eh?
The guy's consistent though.
He's the solution that you were looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just saw this guy shine, I swear. What's his face? What's the other
Lacazette.
So Lacazette was supposed to be yeah, bad no, boy.
Lacazette already. Is still there now,
Lacazette,
bro.
Lacazette, he had his fans. Lacazette
is still there.
Yeah, but everybody always, everybody used to always say, Aubameyang doesn't bang. He never bangs and everything. But
no,
like,
Aubameyang, no, he is. But trust Lacazette me. Always there. Lacazette is just that striker that you know that. Mm,
and everybody, they will not be trying to paint him as a bad boy. Did you see the headlines that were going around that? See, after that 2-2 Watford game that he went to the club, that they saw him coming out to the club at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Everybody was making a big fuss
I think they always aim at short black yeah. footballer.
But did you see his goal though? We might as well just start there if we're going to review the games for the weekend. Arsenal. Bro. Versus Aston Villa. Arsenal at home. Leighton Hall got a red card in the 41st minute.
Yeah, let's talk about that tackle, bro.
It was dodgy, no?
Wait, I mean, the first tackle.
Which one?
The first tackle, the one that he went from behind.
But it was dodgy.
Dodgy in what sense?
Like, you should have gotten, like, do you think he won the ball? He got the guy now.
Yeah, he caught the guy.
Yeah,
no, definitely.
The guy now. So, like,
and then he was not acting like...
Yeah, no, you're not as he was injured.
Yeah. But that second one, I don't think it deserved a yellow card. Do you know why? I know the way he went for the ball was kind of rash. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that, like, gave him away was that foot that was high. But that foot that was high was as a result of him sliding.
Bro, but if it's a high foot, then it's a high foot.
No, bro, it wasn't aimed at that guy. I don't think he deserved the yellow card though. Maybe a foul, but I don't think he deserved it. And it was quite too early, man. And yellow card, him got a red card, injured.
Anyways, yeah, good for him because he was playing reckless like a fool. But I mean, like, they came back now, you understand? And they found a way back into the game. I mean, they scored again with Pepe's penalty. It was class by Aubameyang to give him the penalty because I felt like Pepe needed a goal.
No, I don't think it was. I don't think they should have given Pepe that.
Why?
I feel Pepe should have worked hard for his goal. Look, you don't need no nice guy in no football, man. You need a guy that will just score your goal. If you're going to start giving, look at Man City, we suffered from that giving somebody. When you gave Mahrez against Liverpool.
Yeah.
Look, you just need your guy to score
your
goal.
It didn't work for you, but it worked for Arsenal. I mean, like, sometimes you just need to just put your arm around, like, the guy to, like, just be like, you know, don't worry, it's okay.
I don't think that really...
Score, and he still scored the free kick, the winner, Aubameyang at the end. So
yeah, look, Aubameyang, his football is class, but I mean,
football is class. Like,
yeah, but I just think he's too friendly, man.
Everything you say, you think it's too.
If Aubameyang was more serious, I think he'll be scoring 20 in 16.
Arsenal, they're fourth in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's just how many games today.
Yeah, but do you think it's just how many games? See,
it's
just how many games. We know who the top two are. The top two are going to be the top two for the rest of the season. Do you think that at Arsenal they've climbed there now? Do you think they can lock it?
I don't think so, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I think Arsenal is just going to remain between fifth and sixth, to be honest.
For real?
Yeah, bro. Maybe I give them one or two more years. I like Emery. I like his philosophy. Mm-hmm. I think he's going places, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think every other team outside that top two have gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't... And I think Arsenal is worse... Like, when you say more worse than a few...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get there. Their defense, bro, if Aston Villa is popping you too, bro, and look, this guy, Socrates did that penalty, bro. That thing's a penalty. That match is meant to be 3-3. Every Arsenal fan, you know, Socrates touched that ball, bro. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, come on. Look, that defense, Socrates and David Luiz, bro, would you put that on your FM?
Is Arsenal's defense weaker than Chelsea's?
Is Arsenal's defense weaker than Chelsea's? Yes. Yes. With Rüdiger, yes. With Rüdiger back, yes. Rüdiger and Christensen, yes. Come on, today. I have one question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Is Arsenal's defense stronger than United's defense? No. Forget you're a United fan.
So... Arsenal's defense is not stronger than United's defense.
Is Arsenal's defense stronger than Spurs' defense?
No, Arsenal's defense is not stronger than Spurs' defense.
Is Arsenal's defense stronger than Leicester's defense?
No. No. No, Arsenal's defense is not stronger than Leicester's defense. No.
Arsenal's defense is like Everton's defense.
I wouldn't say that. I don't think they are that bad.
Bro.
So I think that at least in their collection, they have an interesting blend of experience and youth. Maybe when everybody is all fit, we may see something different. It may not be Nathan Niles playing there making stupid mistakes. I really feel like the problem is David Luiz. I've always known that one. That guy is positionally just so suspect. But I don't know. We'll just see how it goes.
I swear, man.
We might as well just use that one to just go into the next game. Chelsea versus Liverpool at Stamford Bridge.
That was a good game.
Liverpool won that game 2-1. Alexander Arnold with like a fucking viper.
Bro, I felt that ball was going in. Firmino, I didn't. I just got it. I have to give it to Henderson. Yeah. Henderson, did you see before the free kick? Did you see how he just organized everything?
And he was
telling Salah, you're gonna pull the ball back, and then he was saying Arnold, you're gonna strike it, bro. That
to
was
be honest,
class.
I won't lie, I've never really rated Henderson.
I don't think he's a great.
He never.
Either.
I felt like there was one time that I felt like maybe he could be the Carrick of his class. Well,
no,
I don't
bro.
Think he
don't,
never
don't,
really
don't
got
insult
to those.
Michael Carrick,
he never really
bro.
Got to those. I don't think he's that. No more. I feel like the guy is like Milner Jr.
No, look like
I thought they
would
play
yeah.
for the same team.
No, Milner is a little bit better than Henderson. A little bit. Mm. The thing is, I feel this guy, what's his name? Gerrard.
Mm-hmm.
When Gerrard left Liverpool, he kind of gave the throne to Henderson.
So
that's why they kept holding.
Not the
Henderson.
Throne of like the best player,
no,
like the throne of
the
just the
leadership,
captain. Yeah,
you know?
The captain.
Yeah.
The captain, bro.
You know, he was like Gerrard's boy.
You see, the way me I see it, the same way Mikel Obi was captain when in his last season at Chelsea. You know, he was like their captain for some time. So I don't really send the guy. I don't think he's that good. But in terms of the game, Kante had the best goal, hands down. I felt like
that guy is
evolving into something else. He's starting to scare me. And
who do you think had the best game?
To be honest, fucking Chelsea. That's what I was about to say. Chelsea should have taken a draw from that game.
Yes.
Like, the signs are very positive. So, me, I'm very happy to admit when I'm wrong. And at the beginning of the season, I said that there was nothing for Chelsea.
And what did Folasi?
I won't lie. I will not lie. They're looking like they might have something.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting that they keep coming. You understand? Tammy Doyle. I won't lie.
Yeah, that ball.
A couple of chances that
he could have scored.
Even Mounts, like close to the end of the game.
Yes, that one he could have just tapped it in.
I swear. So, I think Chelsea's heading into the right direction.
They are, bro. And those young boys are gingered. Yeah. You know what would have just been perfect for Lampard if he had Harry Wilson.
Let me ask you something. Do you think Liverpool was going to break City's record, consecutive wins?
No, bro, come on. Like,
what's the record? 18, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. What's Liverpool on now?
15.
15, bro. Yeah. Do you know they still have United away? They still have... United look
right
forget
now?
It oh forget
right
it
now?
Yes right now. No. Bro, they still have Spurs. They still have Spurs, bro. They have Spurs, then United, then they still have what's their name, City. Bro, those guys, they still have boys to play, bro. So I mean, yeah, they still have tough games and their Champions League games in between. So, I mean, I don't think so, bro. I mean, it's going to be tough for them, bro. Look at the fixtures, bro. It's not that easy for them. It's not a stroll in the park.
So, well.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
You know, so, I mean, okay.
I hear you, but.
Do you think.
The form that they are on for. Guy, those guys are beastly, man. They are fire flames. I don't see. As compared to everybody else, they are stronger. Even the fact that everybody's conceding goals, or I'm not really seeing a lot of clean sheets. We're only seeing clean sheets at the lower leagues, at like the lower teams. But it doesn't matter. Those guys, they're fucking like they're so efficient. I don't know how to explain it. They're like on prompt priority. They're like City. They're playing at
peak form.
They're
like City two seasons ago.
They're playing at peak form. City isn't really, well, I mean, you just get somebody 8-0, but you have injuries, so maybe you might not be a pick for him this season. But City really isn't performing at the same level, I don't think, because they're just controlling games.
Yeah, they are.
Though. You understand? Even though Chelsea, they still can, they're still trying to almost find their way back into the game. But
bro, there's no way. I don't think anybody can stop Liverpool, but they can stop them with a draw. I don't think anybody can beat Liverpool, rather. But people can't stop them in a draw. That consecutive wins, bro. They're playing Spurs, bro. They're playing Pochettino, bro. Pochettino is a very smart manager. Nah. And they're playing him in Tottenham to
match
Stadium.
The thing about it is that to match the record, they have to win at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Then to beat the record, they have to beat Spurs at Anfield.
You see? That's not easy, bro. Hmm. That's not easy. I'm telling you, well, let's that's see, not easy.
Me, my money is on them breaking it.
Man, my money is on them not breaking it. I'm telling you, it's not easy.
Since we're talking about City, we might as well go into the 8-0.
I'm not impressed, Joe.
You really?
Yeah, bro. Come on.
Your biggest win ever.
Man City, they don't care Premier League, Champions League, bro. Mm-hmm. If they catch you, they will twack you, bro. And Man City zone is Pep. Pep is a madman because normally people will say, oh yeah, and respect them and don't score. Pep says, I respect you by scoring.
I think Pep he wanted a response and he got the response. I think somebody's going to do it to him, Sha. That's what I think, Sha. I've been saying it for two seasons now. I think you have to be a very wicked man to do something like that. Because he does like Fergie too now. I mean, Fergie too, there were times that he would be funny up.
Is it not Fergie that gave someone
striker,
9
bring on this guy. Take off the striker, bring on
But wait, the highest goal 9-0. It's not Fergie.
But the reason why that happened is because substitutes came on at pop 5.
Bro. Is it not still Fergie?
Not Fergie's fault. It was
so it's not Pep's fault, bro.
More social than anybody.
Yeah, bro. It was David Silva and Bernardo Silva that wanted goals. And De Bruyne wanted to just rack up assists, bro.
Yeah, but Otamendi, you told me that you were insulting and you've always been insulting.
Bro, Otamendi is still shit, bro. Yeah, he scored a goal that I would score.
You think for now?
There was no keeper in the post.
Yeah, people that have missed it now. Kano has missed
There was no keeper in the post, bro.
Yeah?
There was no keeper in the post.
That doesn't matter. Do you think that partnership is enough to see you guys through?
What partnership?
Otamendi, Fernandinho.
Fernandinho is turning out to be one of the best center backs that Premier League will ever see. Mm. Because, bro, bro.
After 3 games.
Bro, it's not after 3 games.
It's 2 games.
Bro,
I mean.
Bro, it's 2 games. But yeah. I'm telling you, should I tell you why? Stats don't lie, bro. Mm. You know? Mm. You're a stats man. You love stats.
Yeah, but it's been
2 games. No. I know. I agree.
I agree.
Uh-huh. But him as a defensive midfielder, since he's been working with Pep, and you remember when City would turn to a back three because he'll stay in the middle, check his stats then too. Also, I'm just saying. And the people say, oh, City don't lose with Fernandinho. You know, look at his stats then. And now this guy, they've told him, don't even go forward anymore.
Let's give it five games.
Yeah. But I'm just
and
saying.
I want to see you play against a team that will attack you.
Definitely. Let's see how it goes. Definitely. And Fernandinho will deal with them well.
Okay. Uh-huh. Since we're... We might as well just talk about the stinker of the weekend, Manchester United.
That's not a stinker, bro. Yeah. That's not
honest,
a stinker.
It's not really
not
a stinker. To be honest, it's the reality of things, man.
Because they beat you 3-1 last year.
Exactly.
In
so
the same place,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. So,
it's not a stinker.
To be honest,
it's a normal.
I feel like it's what United have become now. It's a bit sad. It's Solskjaer. Solskjaer hasn't won away in, I think it's 13 games now.
Since January, bro.
Yeah.
No, since January, bro.
Most of them have been losses.
Bro, I put a bet on Bet Ninja for mine to lose. Mm-hmm. I put 5K and I won 12-2 or something like that.
That's sad, man. I thought you'd have even won more, so.
No, as in, it was 2
points
something.
Like, the odds are
no, as in, the odds weren't that even great, yeah. But as in, I just knew. Mm-hmm. I was like, mine is going to get their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, let me just put money here and just
do you feel like the team has any direction?
No, because if Phil Jones can be saying sacked in the morning. Understands, bro. And Ed Woodward's telling him, we're on camera, stop. Bro, then they don't respect the manager.
It's actually just become a shambles. It's they like don't respect the manager. It's very I thought it couldn't get worse than David Moyes, man. I said to God,
bro,
I really thought it couldn't get worse than Moyes. And
the season just started, Joe. Calm down. It can't be that bad. Guys, you guys are still finding form. Because Harry Maguire was very unlucky.
With what?
With the shot inside the post, inside the box. Mm. Very, very, very unlucky. Fabianski saved the ball. Mm. So, I mean,
The truth of the matter is, when you look at, there are two teams that are very similar in the Premier League this season. There's Man U and there's Chelsea. Mm. Very, very similar positions.
What?
Very, very similar positions.
Oh, positions, but not situations, bro.
Yeah, no, like situations, positions, everything. But the Man U,
Chelsea are getting their players back now? Like, Rudiger is coming back.
No,
Kante just got back.
No, I mean,
their players are there.
No, listen to me. The aura around the club. And if you want to look at that, actually, United have a lot of players out. Martial is not playing. Pogba is not playing. Luke Shaw has been injured. Those are first team players. Towards the end of last season, United too also had a lot of injuries. But let's park that to the side.
Okay.
I was saying that the two of them they're in very, very similar situations in terms of their manager, ex-players, in terms of the squad, they're very full of young players and everything. But you can see the promise in Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we've spoken about them, it's been very relatively interesting since the first game. Mm-hmm. And even in that first game, you could see that they were still creating chances. No matter what happens, they're creating chances. You understand? People are getting into good situations in the screen. United, their football doesn't even show that anything promising is happening.
Today, do you know why?
Why?
Do you know, have you ever thought about it like, oh yeah, do you know, like, why is this happening in United? And why is that happening in Chelsea?
We've spoken about it many times now. It's the way the clubs are run.
No.
Simply the way the clubs are
run. If you look at the players, bro, forget about the management. Mm-hmm. You have to look at the players, like down to the players. Because, bro, it's how your workers work. That's how your company is going to look. Do you understand? So, I mean, those boys, it's how they work. It's their work ethic. Bro, like, look at United. In United, bro, United, look at Chelsea. Take Chelsea, for example, and United. Two young managers, both ex-players. Chelsea now, there's not really big star like that that feels like he's above the manager, feels above the, like, feels too proud. United, they're going through that. There's Pogba. There's probably even Martial. There's De Gea that even Solskjaer cannot tell them anything. If Phil Jones can sit in the stand and be saying sacked in the morning, and the CEO, I mean, what's his name? The Ed Woodward can be telling him that to stop. Bro, I'm telling you, there is no control over it. You can't do that in Chelsea. Say in City now. Look at what Yaya Toure did. Just his own freaking this thing. That's the problem with United. There's too much pride. The players don't want to work. They don't want to. They feel above the manager. They feel like, oh yeah, like it was Mourinho that was the best person to manage them. Mourinho is somebody that he manages stars. He manages egos. Do you understand? But I mean, Solskjaer is not that kind of person. United is a team where Pep is somebody that manages ego by suppressing your ego. Do you understand? So I mean, Solskjaer is somebody that he'll talk to you, try to talk sense into it, try to talk situation into it, and if he vexes for you, you'll be like, yo, guy, you've been talking to me with sense. Are you mad? Why are you now shouting at me? Do you understand? Like, there is no control there again. That's the problem. So, you can't compare. Look at what Lampard did with David Luiz. Sent him away. Sharp, sharp.
Okay, so if you want to try and quantify what you just said, is because of the egos that are around the club, that is allowing the club not to flourish.
Yeah.
So, I don't agree. Why I don't agree is why that is like a symptom of the problem, or what you see as part of like the effects of the problem.
Mm.
It is not the cause of the problem.
Mm.
What the cause of the problem, why they are where they are today, is because they do not have a clear and outlined plan and strategy for how they want. There's no brand identity for how we want Manchester United to play football. There's a grand idea. There's the grand idea that's just somewhere in the cloud. The Manchester
What's
United
the grand
way.
Idea?
The Manchester United way. We play with wingers. We play fast football.
Yeah, you have that.
So there's that in the air. But in order for that to actually translate into the pitch, you need some sort of clear strategy and clear outline strategy. The problem is that the person who is running the company doesn't have that.
Bro, but so, he's getting those players
for
you.
No, he's not getting those players for us. He's not. Because if he was getting those players for us, we would have made some sort of attacking midfield signing. Because it was very, very clear and outlined that there was a deficit in that area of the pitch. If you're not going to get a striker, you'd have gotten maybe a second creative midfielder. And they now thought that, who are the two creative midfielders?
Lingard and Mata.
Shut up.
Those are
Shut
the
up.
Two.
Shut up. Because, as in, like,
that's
are
the
you,
talent
are you
have.
Are you hearing yourself?
Only if you sell
Lingard,
them.
Lingard
you have
has,
to sell
no,
them.
No, you don't have to sell them. Because one, Mata is one. Mata is old.
Yeah.
Two, Lingard has only one assist. No, it's only one goal in 2019.
Why didn't you guys sell Lingard?
It is not about whether they or not they're going to sell the players. You have players like that are squad players. You need to actually get the talents that you want. You identify the talents. Everybody has already said, they wanted to sign Madison. They wanted to sign this person. But if you don't have a strategy outlined and you do not have something that is driving the player recruitment, you're going to be in the situation that Manchester United is in, where everybody's always saying that their players, they wanted to get out of the club, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you got the players out of the club. Do you not think that maybe that's numbers that we were getting rid of? We should replace them. The same thing with Real Madrid. Real Madrid got rid of their numbers.
Yes,
Ronaldo.
But they loaned
50
them,
plus goals.
They loaned many players. 50
plus,
out.
No, 50 plus goals. Where were those 50 plus goals going to come from?
No problem. Today, I'm on your side about signing big players. Do you understand?
It's not about
okay,
signing big
the
players.
Right players.
Simple.
Yeah, I agree with you. But if you still keep people like Lingard in your team, do you understand? It will not. See, those players like Lingard, Lingard still has a second. Do you understand? Like a young person under Lingard. If you take Lingard out of the equation, loan him out. If you want to talk about Real Madrid, they loaned James Rodriguez out. They loaned who else? They loaned many big stars out and they got them back. Look at even Chelsea. They loaned big players out when they knew that, okay. Morata, they loaned him out and they bought Giroud. Do you understand? Those kind of things, you have to actually let go of this player. But if you keep in position, if you have Lingard in your team, you can't make Lingard a squad player. How much is Lingard earning and you now tell him to be a squad player?
But you know you're telling me my point.
Yes, now.
Exactly. You know you're telling
but
me
I'm
my point.
But I'm just telling
you
that you can't keep those players. Okay,
you can't.
True.
You this the strategy that will define, that will let you know that this guy is not the person that we need. Though, because
are you
need
okay,
somebody that
the
can
social,
touch the ball
the,
quickly then
the
play
the ball.
The soldier
put Lingard on transfer list.
I don't know.
He should have.
I say he should have. I don't know.
Like
if
you have said
but
it.
But he did not. Because Lingard just got it. He's about to get a new contract.
Why?
Not because Solskjaer is mad.
Christ. You see, Solskjaer. That's what I'm saying. Like you need a manager that can be stern.
No, you don't need a manager that can be stern. You need a strategy. It's not the manager that should be determined whose contracts are going to be extended. It should be a director of football.
Okay, so let's even go into this point. Wait, let's go into the point where another manager reunited.
Yeah.
Thomas
Tuchel.
Tuchel.
Where is he going to? Where is he coming to? He hasn't.
There's already speculation. I'm just saying what the media are saying.
I mean, I feel like he has a job. I would take him with both hands though. He's a very the thing about Tuchel is that he's a very smart guy. He's a very, very smart
Do you
coach.
Think he can put together that structure, that thing in the cloud and put it on earth for us to
I think
see?
He needs somebody,
do you think he can do that?
I don't want him to be the one to do it because if God forbid he now fails, they're not going to now look for somebody to now come against and now build their own on top. I want somebody at the back somebody that I know that's going to be there for 10 years driving so that strategy.
Tell me the solution. If you had the solution for United,
it's a director of football. I recruit Edwin van der Sar. Very, very simple. Edwin van der Sar has done it before. He has done it at a very high level at Ajax. And we know how we were all raving about Ajax last season. We've seen the quality of the players that have come out of the academy. And we've seen the results on the pitch. You understand?
Okay.
And he's there. He joined there as a marketing executive. And he now worked hard. Now he's the chief executive. And they are playing amazing football. Yes.
Wow.
He's their CEO. They're playing amazing football.
So you guys should poach somebody like that.
Yeah. Somebody of that profile. Mm-hmm. Let them come and work at United.
Yeah, he's going to change United. That kind of person. Yes.
Results.
Yes, yes. Very even simply. Arsenal. Even Arsenal. I agree with you. Arsenal, they're doing the same thing with Freddie Ljungberg, right? Edu
came back. Yeah. They have a Raul Sunshine guy or something that works at the back that does the player recruitment and development.
So you think that's where the problem
is exactly where the problem is. That's why I'm telling you that you can see both clubs. Chelsea, they've had that for years. There's one lady that runs the club. I can't remember her name.
After the Igbo guy left.
Yeah, so it's a babe. I can't remember her name now. But she pretty much runs all the operations at Chelsea in Abramovich's absence.
Abramovich can't go into England.
So Chelsea, as in, and they've had this structure for a long time, Chelsea. Oh, wow. So they are fine. They are the ones that even poached, as in Chelsea poached Peter Kenyon from Manchester United.
Oh, wow.
Back in the 16, and he played and he was their chief executive for a long time before was his face came into the picture, the Nigerian guy. Anyways.
And let's not talk too much about City structure.
Just poached from Barcelona. They bought it.
Everybody from Barcelona. The package from Barcelona. They brought Barcelona. Crazy anyways, guys.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Last proper big game of the weekend. Leicester versus Tottenham.
I also was hurt that I didn't put another 5k because I already said it before the game started. It was something I was always telling people because Tottenham have not won away since March or April. So I mean, it's something that I expected. So I mean, especially Leicester that I informed this season, bro. Those guys, right from the start of the whistle, bro, when they started that game, bro, they had one attack that I screamed.
Even Kane's goal was kind of fluky.
Kane's goal lying down, he's one of the best strikers in the world. God bless that guy.
I think it was kind of fluky.
Bro, he's got lying down. Nobody can tell me anything. He raised it up. He knew that if he played it down, if you shoot a ball, so there's a chance it might not enter.
Let me tell you what was wild. Do you remember Bernardo Silva's goal for the hat-trick? The last one.
Yeah, the one he stopped first. That he wanted to kick, but he didn't control mistakenly. He kicked it.
It wasn't a mistake. It was not a mistake. And actually blew my mind. That guy, that ball came. He did not kick it like this thing. He bounced it into the floor. It was not a mistake.
I thought it was a mistake.
I was, as in, I had to rewind and look at it like 5 times.
It was the first one that I know he caught.
This one, the cross that he crossed into him, he should have tapped it.
Yeah.
I think it was bubbling. The guy bounced it on the floor, controlled it.
Now tapped it.
Bro. Wild. Bernardo is great.
Bro, as in, you just telling me that me thinking of the goal like that now makes me think of him differently, bro.
Trust me. Bernardo, that guy is sick.
Yeah, speaking of Bernardo, what's up with his racist comments?
There was one tweet that was going around, but I didn't really pay too much attention.
Yeah.
But actually, wait, let's just run up on Spurs very quickly. Leicester can make top 6.
Definitely. Top 4.
Top 4?
Yes.
Are you sure? Like, that's not been ambitious.
I'm not being ambitious because Brendan Rodgers has always been a champion. He played in the Champions League.
Has always been a champion.
Well, not okay. He's been a champion for a long time.
For a long time?
When I say long time, I say past 4 or 5 years Scotland. And like, also, he's been
a champion in France and coaching PSG.
Pardon?
He's like been a champion in France and coaching PSG.
But that's good as well.
Been a champion in Germany and coaching Bayern Munich.
That's still good. That's still really good, bro. No.
Saying Andre Villas-Boas was a champion.
How long was he a champion for?
He had one amazing season, actually. It was even 18
bro,
months.
I'm talking about consistency. These guys, it matters. Listen. Brendan Rodgers is a winner.
To win in Celtic. all of
to win in Celtic,
winner.
Yeah. To win in Celtic, yeah.
Leon Lennon is a winner.
Bro. Look, there's a mentality you pass on to these players.
Neil Lennon should be coaching a top 16.
Who?
Neil Lennon. It's true now, if he's like that.
Bro, if you give him a very good team and a very good backing in the Premier League,
he knows how to win.
I won't say he'll be in top four, but he'll be in top 6.
I'm just fucking with you.
But I'm just saying that there's something in that manager that he can instill in them, which is winning. Yeah. He's somebody that he's used to winning every week.
Yeah.
So when he gets a loss, he's already thinking of ways to win.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. I think there's a saying in Nigeria when they say, not even in Nigeria, like when you're the king of the jungle, then you're a pauper in the city, then you move to the city, then you can survive in the city.
What? There's
one crazy saying like that. Okay, maybe it's not Nigerian. What? I heard it in Cyprus or something like that.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So I mean, anyway, Brendan Rodgers can't make top 4.
We will see.
Amen.
Anyways, we just round up with the games. The other games, real quick. Everton lost 2-0.
I've lost Sheffield United.
Yeah, dead. Marco Silva, 3 defeats in 4 games. Do you think he can survive for the rest of the season?
No, Everton fans, they're already booing the players.
They're already booing the guys.
Yeah. So, I mean.
But they were changing Jagielka, though, so that was pretty nice to see.
Yeah, they do that with some players. Mm-hmm. I mean, even this guy got a good cheer, Andy Carroll.
Is it?
Yeah, in Newcastle.
Cool.
Yeah, he just came out for
plays for Newcastle now.
Yeah.
They held him now. He's like a local lad.
Yeah, he's there. He came out for warm-ups.
Yeah, and they were just making
And
noise.
During the game.
Uh-huh.
And they just started cheering him. During the game. Mm-hmm. Everyone was wondering, why are they cheering?
They love the game. Though.
It was Andy Carroll.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Good.
That's right. Burnley won 2-0 against Norwich.
Thank God.
Chris Wood double.
Yeah, I mean,
party,
Sean Dyche just showed them that, look,
well,
you may beat
brother.
Man City, and you may feel on top of the world, but come down to earth,
full,
bro.
I swear, as in very, very Burnley kind of way, you know?
Norwich suffered and Watford suffered.
Yeah. Anyways, Wolves 1-1.
Yeah, Palace. Diego Jota scored last minute.
Yeah, they're not, they can't, this season they've played, so at this moment they've played about, I think, 6 more games than anybody else because you know they had to play the Europa League qualifiers and stuff, and I just think they don't have the squad, they're not really equipped to be able to handle that.
The Europa, it's not easy and sometimes Thursday, Saturday.
So then Newcastle Brighton 0-0. Less said about that game, the better.
Yeah, well, anyways, Andy Carroll tried.
I mean, apart from that cheering thing, that was about it from the game.
But wait, there's one game we won't talk about. AC Milan, Inter Milan. It was very, it was a very, very good game.
Who won? Inter Milan, they were mad for
2-0.
The Lukaku score.
Yeah, Lukaku scored a header. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that Inter is on top of the league. I don't want to be too optimistic, but I think they can break the Juventus hold on Serie A. The reason why I say is because the Inter Milan players, I've watched Italian league, I've watched some games this season. I can say I've watched about 6 to 10 games.
Okay.
And I can say when I watch their games, they're not as drilled as Premier League. They're not as disciplined as Premier League. But Inter Milan is. They're playing like Premier League team. Do you understand? That's why Lukaku can call out Brozovic. Do you understand? Because those are Premier League, they're going with Premier League standard. Those guys, everything they did with a purpose in that game. AC Milan was confused. They were weak. They broke them down left and right. That game was not meant to end 2-0. That game was meant to end 4-0. I swear. Yeah.
So you think that they're equipped enough to be able to stem the tide?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
I don't think so.
And they have the backing.
I mean,
they have the squad. They have the squad depth. Yeah, they have squad depth. Have you seen their bench? When you know Italian league, they put all your whole squad on the substitutes. They don't just have 7. You have the whole 11. Sometimes you can have 15, I think. Something ridiculous. So yeah, I have hope in them.
Well, let's see, Sha.
Yeah.
That'd be very interesting. Did you catch the best awards?
Yes, I did. I watched it. God, I hated the lady that was the host.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Did you have any problem? Did you have any problem with that award show at all?
Yes, the lady that was.
That's all. No, not the show. I mean, like the actual like awards, like the team of the year and everything.
Yeah, too many Real Madrid players. Mm. I mean, Sergio Ramos has been there for 9 years in a row. Are you kidding me? Mm. Marcelo has been there for what, 5 years in a row now? Mm. I mean, God damn it! Please,
so me,
come on, give another left back. Mm. Give another left back. Mm. He's. Come on, Robertson. Come on. Like, Jesus Christ. Robertson was better than Marcelo, bro.
Of course.
I mean, center back.
So there were three center backs.
Laporte is there. Even if I'm not going to talk about Man City, Kubilai, Abi, what's his, Koulibaly. I don't know.
Koulibaly.
Mm-hmm. And just many of them. There were so many.
The problem is, these guys. I mean, I think the other thing was rubbish. I think even the award that they gave to Messi.
I think Messi deserved that one.
So I don't agree. Why I don't agree is because how do you quantify a game saving tackle in a 1-0? That maybe you won the title by 2 points. How do you quantify a game-saving tackle versus somebody scoring 5 goals against Watford, for example?
Bro.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Those things, I feel like those things are never really... football is always set up to always favor the attackers, and it's always... almost always favor the attackers. But for me, not conceding a goal is almost as important as you scoring a goal in the first place.
I don't think so. And bro, I don't agree with you.
In all honesty, Van Dijk last season had the defender's equivalent of Messi scoring 91 goals. Guy went through the whole season, nobody dribbled past this guy once.
Yeah.
And any other season, he would have won himself a league and Champions League double. So that's just me, Sha.
Yeah,
my
I know.
Only two cents, but
I feel Messi was Messi. If you watched Spanish league,
I actually did watch Spanish league, and yes, Messi carried that team at times, especially when Suarez was out. But at the same time, Messi did. I don't want to say what was expected of him.
You see, that's because the thing. I don't that's want to say my what argument. You see, that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to.
But arguably, I would argue that last season, Raheem Sterling's goals meant more and got more for his team than Messi's goals.
I disagree.
Do you know why?
I disagree.
Raheem Sterling scored goals and his team swept the domestic league. They cleared all the cups. They won four domestic trophies. What are you talking about?
Not only Raheem Sterling scored. Other people scored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Raheem Sterling scored the most.
But Barcelona, only Messi was popping, bro. Yes,
and he got them once.
Messi was popping every game.
What are the weight of Messi's goals?
Bro,
what's the weight of Messi's goals?
What wins you game?
Eh?
That's the weight.
No, I'm serious.
Goals is the weight, bro.
Versus a Bernardo Silva, who was arguably the best player for his team, as they won all domestic titles available. Won with Portugal and was the MVP of the tournament. Granted, it's a new tournament, but still an international trophy. Mm. You feel like you still beat your chest that yes, Messi, goal.
Guy, let me tell you something. Bernardo Silva that you are screaming.
Yeah.
Bro, if Bernardo Silva scores 53 goals and gives 23 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you are the one that will be shouting good.
No, bro, let me shouting good.
If James, what's that? Your
who?
David James.
David Daniel James.
Daniel James.
Don't kill me.
If he scores 53 goals this season, bro, you tell me that guy is the world best player in the world, in the universe that exists. Bro,
I won't.
Everybody is judging Messi.
No, I won't agree. I won't.
How can you tell me somebody who scored 53 goals? You tell me that you don't think he is, and he scored in the Spanish league. If Ocampos, that is in Sevilla, scores 53 goals, you loud him.
This guy.
If Benzema,
this guy contributed to 50 plus goals.
Who?
What's his face? Bruno Fernandes.
That's impossible, bro.
Why is he not in top three?
was it Portuguese league, bro. Yeah, man, guy, I will play for Alcacion. Are you dizzy, bro? I will play for that Alcacion. You, me and you will be their center back. Nah, what are you talking about, bro? Professional footballers will be earning £15 a week. Eh? What did you say? Bro, no. You can't tell me that. Messi celebrated more.
How?
Lots of goals, bro.
I don't understand.
53 goals.
So Van Dijk didn't celebrate clean sheets. He didn't celebrate clean sheets. He said that Van Dijk celebrated more.
Guys, they dribbled past Matic and Lovren.
What are you talking about?
And they popped them.
Hey, but Van
Look at how. What's his name? What's his face? Sané. See where Sané scored from? He scored from Van Dijk's side. Even Aguero didn't score from Van Dijk's side.
But we still popping. I don't agree with you, Sha. But
yeah, anyways. We just agree to disagree. The whole of FIFA agrees with me.
I don't guess. Why
they gave Messi.
Messi always been, even Van Dijk
voted for Messi.
For what?
Messi.
And Ronaldo knew what was.
I guess Ronaldo's point. Look at his vote. His vote meant that he just wanted the young to come out. It was all young guys. I like how Messi voted for Mane.
Anyways, Klopp, best coach.
I don't agree. The reason why I don't agree, I feel they should have given Pep Guardiola, obviously.
Why?
Because, number one, if Mourinho won the Champions League and came second in his league, I don't think everybody would say they should give him the league. And they should give him what FIFA World Best. I think Klopp is just charming to the press. I think they gave somebody that is good with the press. Pep didn't even show up. Pep is like somebody that doesn't care about things like that. They gave Bisla the award. They gave Bisla the award. Bisla didn't show up because Pep loves people like that. Do you understand? So I mean, Klopp is not somebody that is going to go against the media. So I feel it was convenient for them to give him. If I just stick on that, if Mourinho came second in his league and won the Champions League, I don't think they'll give him.
If Klopp breaks Man City's consecutive win record of 18 games this season.
Has he done it?
No, I'm saying if. I haven't asked the question yet.
I haven't asked the question yet.
I said if.
As long as you say if.
If he does it.
If
would you argue that he's better? He's had a better year.
Okay.
Than.
Okay. Will I argue that he has had a better year if he wins it?
Because now he's about to break.
Wait. You asked me a question. I'm going to answer your question. Mm-hmm. If. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. If. But my own question is, if Pep wins the league with all these injuries, is he better than Klopp? You see, come on. You gotta give this guy something. This guy won all English domestic trophies. All four of them. Boom. Well,
why do you say
his own?
All, why do you say all his injuries? How many?
He has his main defender out.
One. Mm-hmm.
He has.
I'll give you that one.
His main left winger out.
No.
Yes. No. Sané is a very, very great weapon for him.
Who starts on the left?
Last season, who used to start on the left? Sterling starts on the left now.
Okay, simple. Okay.
So what's simple? Because there's a player injured.
Sané was
because
Sané
there's a player
Sané
injured.
Sané was benched. Sané was benched. Sané was
benched. Sané was benched. Sané was not benched all Sané the time. Okay, then who scored Liverpool? Sané was it not the Sané with his left?
Sané had
13 goals last season. Where did he come from?
That's the beauty of Pep.
Where did he come from? He's not from 13 starts.
That's the beauty of Pep.
He's not from 13 starts.
But that's why we were having.
The guy had lots of starts.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's the beauty of Pep's rotation, because that's why we were arguing that he was about to be out. That's why we're arguing that he was about to go to Bayern Munich.
He wasn't going to
go. He was not getting the kind of game time that he should be getting.
He wasn't going to go. But he's going to stay.
All right, cool.
He's going to sign a new contract soon.
Yeah, no, let's see.
Leroy.
Anyways, what else? Mourinho 10 over 11 by bookies to replace Zizou. You think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I hope so. Because I think Zizou was just... He took an L taking back that job. So I've just left it on a high, moved on, you know, gone to Man United.
I kinda agree.
Bounced Solskjaer.
I kind of agree with you, Sha, on a low-key. Because he... The applause was very loud when he exited the stage.
Bro, leave it like that.
I
don't
know what he was thinking. He should just have left it like that. Because yeah, now...
Because everybody will still be dreaming of four Champions League, bro. But what I mean, to hire you?
They won this thing, you know. They won again. They won on the weekend. They beat Sevilla 1-0 away, which was a pretty tough game for them.
Yeah, I watched the game. I wasn't too impressed with them, though. Hazard had one or two shots.
He had one or two shots, but that Benzema header. Kudos to them, Sha, for winning that game.
Campos had the game, though. He had a good game.
What of Xavi's? Did you read Xavi's statement about Sterling?
Sterling is better than Neymar right now. Let's not say, oh yes, he's better than Neymar. Better than Neymar right now. The only reason why he's better than Neymar right now is because of his stats. Bro, stats, yeah, but if it comes to talent, comes to dribbling and things like that, Neymar still wins. Do you understand? But what wins your games is stats. So Sterling is more effective than Neymar. Neymar has scored two deciding winning goals for his team, for his team right now. And I mean, Sterling has been doing that for City last season. Neymar did that as well. It's arguable. You can argue it, but I mean, right now, as a City fan, I'll pick Sterling because I just feel he can run and he'll behave himself. Sterling is not somebody that if you tap, he falls. He wants to hustle and Sterling runs back to get the ball. Sterling defends. Neymar doesn't. People dribble Neymar. I mean, we can remember who moved Neymar last season, please. I can't remember that player. Tripled Neymar. Oh my God, it was nasty.
Anyways, on that note, we might as well just go into the games for next week.
Sizzling.
What do you think?
Well,
let's start at the top.
Sheffield
United is at home to Liverpool.
Yes. Sheffield United is going to collect. Liverpool is going to beat them. That's unfortunate.
So that's what? That would be 16 wins in a row.
Yeah.
Scores? These guys are, yeah.
I don't know. Just whatever.
I also think these guys are going to win, Sha. Maybe like three. I thought they would score three. Can we concede? Will they concede? They do a clean sheet. Maybe 3-0. Aston Villa versus Burnley. Aston Villa at home.
Well, I mean, I think Aston Villa.
Aston Villa?
Yeah.
In their own form. Are you impressed? Yeah, I'm impressed by them.
Yes, I like the way they play.
I actually like the way they play too.
But Sean Dyche is hard. It's hard.
I mean, I'd see this game being 1-1.
Yeah.
And Ashley Barnes hasn't scored in a few weeks. I feel like he might just pop up with a goal, you know? You never know. Bournemouth versus West Ham. Very interesting game.
West Ham all the way. I'm a West Ham fan, bro. Hammers.
Yeah, they're away. Their away form isn't that great. Me, my money's on Bournemouth, though. Bournemouth to win this game, I'd say either 1-0 or 2-1.
West Ham for the win. West Ham, they want to be a top 4 team.
They're not a top 4 team, bro.
They want to be.
Top 10, not top 4.
They want to be a top 4 team.
Anyways.
And Chris, they have Haller.
He has scored, I mean, he has three goals.
Yeah.
But against United, they have a
coach that has won the Premier League.
Crystal Palace versus Norwich.
Crystal Palace, they'll beat Norwich. Pukki will score though.
I know, I agree. I think Norwich is going to take this one 2-1.
2-1. Crystal Palace.
Nah, Norwich for the win, bro. It's Pukki party all the way.
Norwich can't play football.
I said, Norwich, are you deep?
Okay.
But they talk to you guys though.
Look how Burnley did to them.
But they talk to you guys.
Look how Burnley did to them.
But they talk to you though.
Yeah, that game, twat me. It was Otamendi that gave the game.
They had chances.
Yeah, Otamendi gave the game.
What's his name? That's Little Man. I brought his name. Hit the bar as well. So. Oh yeah.
Well, still.
Yeah.
Otamendi gave the match to. Mm-hmm. And looking at his stats, bro, if you give that game another 5 minutes, it would have ended 3-3.
Well, if you say so. Chelsea versus Brighton. Chelsea at home. Chelsea win 3-0.
Tammy Abraham.
Anyway, man. Tammy hat-trick, so.
I tell you.
Tammy's Tottenham versus Southampton.
Ortega. What?
Tottenham versus Southampton. Tottenham at home.
Man, Spurs know how to deal with Sutton.
1-1 Spurs, man. There's something unconvincing about those guys.
Spurs, I feel like Poch is not really happy, but I just know that he knows how to get the best out of his players. He's not happy with the team, not happy with Daniel Levy, not happy with the squad he has. They asked him, is this the best Spurs side you've ever had? He said it blatantly, no.
Nope.
Do you understand? Like, he's not happy. So, I mean, yeah. But I think he'll still win that game because he's playing against his old club. So, I mean, there's an incentive there. He'll want to always beat his old club. So, yeah.
Let's see. Wolves versus Watford. Bottom of the table scrap. Who would have thought we'd have said this as in...
Watford is coming back with a bang, bro.
Yeah?
Wolves will beat them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think this is their first win of the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wolves will beat them because Wolves just want to take advantage of those guys. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of all the holes they left.
This game is a 1-1 game all the week.
I don't think so.
1-1 game. Ah, Everton versus... That's a late kickoff. Everton versus Man City at Goodison Park.
Yeah, I think Monday morning, we should all just prepare for
Marco Silva sacking.
You understand? Because I don't think it's going to go well for the bro.
Yeah? So you see five?
Bro, is it Yerry Mina that wants to be stopping? Wait. Look, listen, my own is, I understand defenders, Yeah, Mina is good against people like Ashley Barnes, tall, big, strong guys. Mm-hmm. But, bro, you're facing tiny human beings like Aguero and David Silva and Bernardo Silva and Sterling just running around you. Bro, you're just like, what the hell? Do you understand? You can't even stop them. You have to pull them.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Those guys, they like big guys because they just want to run around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this guy is going to survive it.
That works.
Yeah.
Let's see, sure.
Unfortunately.
Scores.
Ah, bro, I don't want to predict. I don't think Man City is going to do all those kind of 8-0. Mm-hmm. I think maybe like 2-0.
2-0?
Yeah.
It'll be bad.
Yeah, the kind of 2-0 that, bro, the team, they'll be like, yo, Everton shot once. Richarlison will just be running around. Keane. But I think, do you know what? I want to think of this match as an Everton fan. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It'll be interesting to see Everton get at Man City. You were saying something one day about Rafa Benitez towards City.
Or getting at City?
Yeah.
Once he beat the first press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if they can do that, then there's something.
Well, I don't. The way they're playing, I don't really think so. I think they may score, but nothing too heavy. I think City will still win. I think it's going to be like a 4-1. Let's see. Leicester versus Newcastle.
Leicester win
for sure. Leicester at home. This might be two.
Madison.
Madison will definitely score.
And it's good.
The weekend was dope, man.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was dope as fuck. And the big game for the weekend. Two falling giants, Manchester United versus Arsenal.
Oh, Man U Arsenal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
at Old Trafford.
Yeah, I think they called it Sakiko or something.
Oh, Sakiko.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think is gonna win?
I don't know.
This is a draw, 1-1.
It's a game I like at to Old watch Trafford. Because I don't know who will win. Yeah. I don't know who to support. I don't know who, because I don't like United, but come on, I don't like to see them go down like this, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to see someone like Tuchel in United. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and someone like that Van der Sar that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, put some structure in that team. I like Premier League to be competitive, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I still think it's gonna be a 1-1 draw. I think. Actually, no. To be honest, now that I think about it, Arsenal's going to win that game 2-1.
Why? Why did you say Arsenal is going to win United?
if we're being if they come to the party, yeah, Arsenal win that game 2-1.
Yeah, is it David Luiz that wants to stop Rashford?
It's not. Rashford isn't fair. Rashford has a groin injury.
Yeah, but Pogba is back.
Yeah, but there's no striker, no fit, no recognized fit striker. So yeah, there's no
Martial.
Martial is injured.
Jeez. So but Rashford is definitely going to play.
No, groin injury. He's out.
So who is going to, who strikes in that position?
Who knows?
Greenwood.
Maybe Greenwood. Maybe if he's fit, but Greenwood has tonsillitis. So it's, I think Arsenal is going to win that game.
Who's playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
And who's striking for you tomorrow?
I don't know. There's no fit striker. So
this is interesting, United.
Anyways.
Sack in the morning.
We'll see how it goes. Well, that's pretty much it.
Camera, stop.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, I like this episode. We missed Tolusha, but I feel like the more we give them like this, we'll be all right. Mm. But we'll holler at you, Tolu. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
Don't kill me. Anyways, right. Follow us on everything at the Inside Play NG. And we'll see you guys definitely next week.
Peace.